This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is trying to keep the state's ban on assault-style firearms intact while the state appeals a legal challenge to it. Earlier this month, federal judge Stephen McGlynn ruled the law violated citizens' Second Amendment right to bear arms in self-defense. McGlynn's decision goes into effect 30 days after his initial ruling on November 8th. Raoul's office is appealing this decision to the Seventh Circuit Court in Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was in Joliet today for the installation of the first electric vehicle charging station funded through the state Climate Equitable Jobs Act. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reports there are now more than 120,000 electric cars registered in Illinois. That's a 40% increase over last year. Governor Pritzker said the state has pumped more than $69 million into expanding EV charging infrastructure since June of last year.
There will soon be a charging station along every highway, every 50 miles in Illinois. That's just the start.
Pritzker wants to get 1 million EVs on Illinois roads by 2030. The Chicago Sky will have the third overall pick in the 2025 WNBA draft. Entering yesterday's lottery, the Sky held the third best odds to win the top selection. General Manager Jeff Pagliocca says he's thrilled to stay put in the third spot.
I think we're going to keep an eye out for shooting if we can find it. It's going to be hard to pass up on certain players if they are there. But in all reality, we're looking to build from the wings when we can.
The Sky also hold the 10th pick following a trade with the Connecticut Sun. The draft is April 14th. A new show called Pucci and Pang Eat Chicago begins streaming today. Co-host Kevin Pang, who's an award-winning food writer and Chicago resident and Wiener Circle employee Roberta Pucci Jackson, are pairing up to review the area's best burgers. They tell WBEZ's Reset the new show explores burger joints you're not going to find on best of lists, and they focus on the people behind the food.
A lot of places make good food, right? But when you hear the stories of these immigrant families who moved here to open up their own business and living the American dream, like, it gives context to the food that we eat. And that just makes the dining experience so much richer.
The show premieres on the NBC Chicago YouTube channel tonight. And a new Barbie honors Chicago-born dance legend Maria Tallchief. Tallchief is widely considered America's first prima ballerina and was the daughter of a member of the Osage Nation. Working in New York in the 1940s, she famously refused to change her last name, even though she was pressured to do so. The Barbie doll's red tutu reflects one of Tallchief's most significant roles, that of Firebird in the George Balanchine-designed ballet. She also originated the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy in The Nutcracker. After retiring from the stage, she started the Chicago City Ballet with her sister and served as ballet director for the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Weather: cloudy, breezy, and rainy with a high in the upper 50s, and then showers and thunderstorms tonight. Those temperatures holding steady in the upper 50s. And Tuesday, rain in the morning, sunny in the afternoon. Temperatures again holding steady in the upper 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.